death they call. They are in again with a good ball. Ramsey changing the pace. Sanchez, 3-0. Liverpool in deep trouble. Arsenal on the rampage. And that's a lovely touch. It has Giovinco on his way. Sebastian Giovinco. It's 2-2. Oh, it was splendid. Top draw, Sebastian Giovinco.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of the Football Weekly Podcast. I'm your co-host, Reggie. Tonight we have Quarantine Joe on the phone, and we're going to be discussing, as usual, the races. This season has been absolutely crazy. No fans, but every race is tight in every one of the major leagues. So we'll be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about Toronto FC and them getting their first win and what we saw during the game. And we'll also continue our news segment where Joe asks me a question. So stay tuned for that. But guys, as usual, you can get to our podcast from our website, footballweekly.com, football spelled FUTBOLweekly.com. You can subscribe to us on Instagram, football_weekly_podcast. You can subscribe to us on Twitter, the @ football weekly pod, all one word. We're on Stitcher, TuneIn, iTunes. I've been told it's not iTunes anymore. It's Apple Podcasts. So we're on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM. We're on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Audible, Google Podcasts. We're on every platform you use to download podcasts. So guys, jam-packed show. Let's get into this. So sit back, relax, and get stuck in with the Football Weekly Podcast. And we'll be back after this.
Lovely cushion header. But Gerrard! You're muted! What a headshot! What a head!
Hi, I'm Jordan Feliciano, staff coach at Vaughan Soccer Club. You're listening to the Football Weekly Podcast.
Joe, I probably should be up for Teacher of the Year or something.
Whoa. Wow.
Administrator of the Year? Like something.
Wow.
You did a fantastic job last week.
I feel like you're Harvey Specter and I'm Mike Ross.
Well, I'm just blown away by that. But I'm just saying that you did a fantastic job last week. You know what? We're going to keep the train rolling. We're going to let Joe host again this week. I can't believe it.
Well, you got big shoes to fill, like 13s and 13s and a half or something like that. So okay. I'm going to try to, I don't know where this went today, but yes, I'm happy to take the reins again and host our little podcast here and a little in brackets there and quotations, I should say, quotes. But yeah, so I'm happy to do it, big man.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I mean, you have to be ecstatic about what your team did, but you know what? I'll let you take the reins. It's your train. Let's go.
You know, this is man, Reggie, first of all, welcome to everyone. Hey, I feel like Reggie, I feel like I should have a mug and like I'm doing the Tonight Show today. That's how I feel. But anyway, So yes, we have a lot to talk about. We'll do our tours of all the leagues, which are getting, right. Wow. Is a great term for it. We're going to use Liverpool Logan's line for this. Spicy, and I mean, no better place to start this week. We will talk a ton about the race that is heating up in the EPL from those second to fourth spots. Obviously, we get to Italy, Germany, Reggie's favorite La Liga, and you know, some Champions League stuff, maybe some news, MLS. Hey, not too bad. TFC revives themselves.
Yeah, they won. Yeah. And they actually, you know what? They looked very good, actually.
So what? Let's start there then, Reg. Let's start in North America.
Sure.
Let's start with TFC. Reggie?
Sure. Yes.
You kind of alluded to it.
Yes.
Thoughts on TFC's performance and thoughts on, well, I think just start there, Reg. What do you think of TFC this week?
I think they played very well. We were reminded almost every 5 seconds that Columbus was missing a bunch of players, but they did have, you know, that striker, the U.S. striker,
Zardes, right?
And then they had the MVP of the MLS Cup still playing, and they're number 10. So I'm not really sure who exactly they were missing, but TFC looked fantastic. Bradley bossed it.
I tend to agree with you. I mean, you know, they if there was ever a must win four games into a season or three or four games in, I think this was it.
Yeah.
I think for me, Reggie, this was a must win. Let's deal with the positives. I guess, you know, we talked a little bit about this. You just mentioned it. Michael Bradley comes up big, not only with a goal, but he looked in control. Ralph Prieto again. Mm-hmm. Young Ralph Prieto looks very, very, like, at home. He's done a good job. Let's give the young kid a lot of credit. If he was a international, we would be praising him even more.
Of course.
He's a young kid from Toronto, and he's done very well. So good job, kid. Amazing stuff by Ralph Rizzo. Again, Richie Larea is, you know, as we say it in the Italian league in Italy, he's a certainty. Una certezza, Reg. Una certezza. Wow, that's beautiful.
Got it.
Okay? He's a certainty. He's legit, and he's confident, and I just love watching Richie play there. We got to see Kamar Lawrence. I thought that was a big, big deal for us, Reggie, us, for TFC.
Yep.
I thought that was good. We see the value of Mavinga. We see the value of Mavinga, Reggie. Yep. When motivated, I think you've said this before.
He makes Omar Gonzalez look like a soccer player as well, too, right? In his age now. I mean, not ever.
Yeah, let's be clear. Reggie and I, of course, Reggie's played that position and done it at eye level, too. Omar Gonzalez was, you know, one of the top in MLS and played in Liga MX and was a U.S. international. You know, we all get past it.
Yeah.
You know, and to be fair, Chris Mavinga, when motivated, Reggie, dare I say, he's the top center, one of the top center backs in MLS.
Yep, for sure.
That's fair to say.
Well, he's a player that we can't do without, for sure, on our team, on TFC.
Absolutely. So. He is so crucial. You know, him and Richie Larea, you know, cleaning up and you know, using their athleticism and their reading of the game to avert some danger. Let's be honest. And we're going to get to what's behind them in a second. Well, I know you want to jump in on this, but we'll talk about the good. I guess kind of a good, bad, and the ugly for TFC. The ugly might not be as fair, but good and bad. I know, right, Reg? Going forward, I thought, what'd you think of Soteldo, Reg? That's a better question. What'd you think of Jefferson Soteldo, Reg?
I think he's coming into his own. I mean, it's only two games in, but I think he's getting a little bit more comfortable with the players around him. His touches and his movement. I'll tell you a little story. This reminds me exactly of his performance these past two games. When I was living in Baltimore, I used to work at a soccer store. And back then, there was only eight teams, I believe, and DC United was one of them. And we had a contest every week. If you bought a DC United jersey, you got four tickets to a DC United game. Well, no one bought a jersey, so every week, every home game, I was there because I just took the tickets.
Where were they playing, Reg? At RFK then?
They were playing at RFK. And there was this guy that a big fanfare around this guy. He came out. He was the worst player. Joe, he was the worst player I've ever seen. Maybe not the worst, but not one of the best. And all the fanfare around him, and it was just like, what is, I don't understand this.
Who is this guy?
What is this guy? And, you know, you watch him play, he gets a little bit more comfortable, gets a little bit better. And then he turns into the best player in the league. El Diablo, Marco Echeverri.
Yeah.
When he first came in, he was bad.
So, Reg, you didn't remember Echeverri from Bolivia in the World Cup 94? The great hair, Reg. You had great hair.
Oh, yeah, he had fantastic hair. But coming into the MLS at that time with, you know, John Harkes and Roy Lattiser and all those guys, he just wasn't at it.
Wow.
And it was just like, I can't believe they were making all of it. Because I was a DC United fan back then, obviously. But I can't believe they're making all this fanfare about him. And he just turned it around one year. And he turned into the best player in the league for the last 4 years. And I think that's kind of like what I see in Soteldo.
That's high praise, guys. That's a World Cup. International, Bolivia International, an MLS legend,
right?
Marco Echeverri.
Of course.
You know, played in that kind of, that 10 half striker role. Reggie, he did, like, he played in that spot for
sure.
Didn't
do a lot of defending, but he was definitely on the offensive
more
side.
I think he played more of I said 10, but maybe more of like a, he played some striker. Like he was a goal scorer too, right?
Yeah. He set up goals and scored goals, yeah.
Yeah, people are going to yell at me for that, but I know Carm Asako will probably say, what's wrong with you? You know, but anyway. Sorry, Carm, I'm not as old as you. Carm's happy. We know Inter won the Scudetto, so Carm's is elated. So there you go.
There you go.
Yeah. So, okay, so that was the good, right? We had some good. I thought, Reggie, Soteldo gets one stolen off the line, too. So I thought that was pretty, you know.
Caldwell, the commentator, was just like, oh, I can't believe he didn't score. That came off. You know how fast that probably came off the bar? And to control it like that and even get the shot off, that's amazing.
Thank you. can we give credit to the defender? Well, that's a great block, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
That's a fantastic block.
All the Monday morning quarterbacks are, well, I should have caught him and then shot him. Oh, yeah, okay, that's great.
I thought he did so well, you said, to react to get it, then to position himself. And again, can't score if you don't put it on target, right? Yeah. And there's the coach in me. Yeah. His guy made a great block. He was in it. You can tell that, like, he's got something in him. Like, he's shifty. I think he's going to be fine. I think we can all say that.
For sure.
Right, Reg? For sure. So, again, that, I think a good performance. Josie on the score sheet, too. I thought he actually made – Josie has taken – you know, we are his – we're honest with him. We also say that Josie, when healthy, when motivated, there's no one like him in MLS in terms of a striker. And you know what? He came on, Reg. He looked mobile.
Yeah.
Very unlucky not to score that shot off the bar.
He looked very different from the first first sighting. It might be maybe the
He's
illness.
A game changer, Reg.
Yeah, for sure. I think when you start mixing in Pozuelo into this, he's gonna have a ball. He's gonna have
and
a
Reggie,
ball.
And Reggie, dare I say, so a healthy Altidore, so Teldo getting comfortable. We know Pozuelo, absolutely we need. Kamar Lawrence comes in to complement Oro, maybe, you know, with Oro Jr., who's gonna, you know, solidify that spot. I'm pretty sure it'll be Kamar Lawrence, possibly. And then you got Larea on the other side. Reggie, and then there's this guy who's maybe, again, if he wasn't, I don't know, from Brampton, Ontario and a GTA boy, he is a valuable member. And Jonathan Osorio, another solidified performer for TFC. This team relies on him, and he's more important when he is with those guys. When he's with Pozuelo, Bradley, and they're playing, and now it's Oteldo, I think also his maturity. We've always said this, his growth and maturation as a player, as a professional, has come a long, long way. He was always pretty good, let's be honest, to Oso, right? But I think this team becomes even better with him.
Yeah, we need him. There's a comfort level between him and Pozuelo and Bradley and Altidore. So he's not just a guy that comes in and spells people. He's actually, you know, Pozuelo might, I think Pozuelo kind of looks for him. You know, when he wants to switch the ball, he's looking for Osorio. So he is a major part of what TFC is going to do going forward. I just hope he gets the chance to show that to the new coach.
I think also will be a big part of it too. I think in terms of, you know, solidifying that. So we moved from TFC and again, TFC.
What was the ugly?
This week?
You had the good, the bad. What was the ugly?
Oh, you see? You remembered.
Bonham coming out 25 yards to tackle somebody.
So here it is. I'm not going to quite call it the ugly because people are going to hammer. But I'm going to say this. And I want Reggie's input on this.
Yeah.
So, yes, we've seen Bono. This is not, first of all, this is not condemnation of Bono. Yes, we've had a lot of people tell me, yeah, but you guys forget. He helped us win the MLS Cup, but he was good. He was great in that run. Mm-hmm. Bono has been a good – I'm not saying to cast him off, but – what did Quinton Westberg do to lose his job? And the fact that, like you mentioned, Reggie, now Reggie, he gets a yellow card in this game for coming out. Were you thinking that could have been a red?
Oh, Joe, 100% I thought
that
was
not have been a red card.
I thought 100% it was a red. And I was looking at it. My jaw was on the ground and I was just like, what is this guy doing? We're finally playing well and he's going to get tossed. Like, I can't believe it. And he gave him a yellow. And I was just like, oh my God, we got CONCACAF in a good way.
Did you notice Auro in the replay going, what he's like waving his hands like
there's no need for him to come out, Joe.
And here's my thought on this. I think these guys, they no matter what anybody says, they listen, Reggie. They listen to what's written. They know he knows his Achilles heel. He knows that he's got to be better in, you know, the distribution. You know, we all saw the stat that was floating around with, you know, him just, you know, the punting of the ball and so on.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't knock Alex Bono, but I don't see why Quinton Westberg lost his job. I think right now, if you were to, you know, ask me to pick one, I'm going to start Westberg.
No, but
I know this is not.
He hasn't played a second this year.
I know. Is that odd? Reggie, there was a spot, there was a time you saw him. You know, when one of the players was warming up, and I don't know if you saw it, it was Westberg in the background. I don't know. I'm reading into this. I know, but something's not there. Something's happened. Something must have happened. I don't know. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but that's my thing. I know everyone, and people are hammered me on this. And then I was in a chat saying, well, I love Bono. I do. But I just, right now, I'm not so sure that given what we have on our roster, he's the best choice.
I don't think he is, but. I mean, again, we're talking about professional goalie. good enough to make the pros, good enough to play, I guess. But we're not knocking his ability. We just don't understand why Westbrook hasn't seen any action this season when he was the de facto number one last year.
That's more my argument.
Right.
What did Quinton Westbrook do to lose his job?
Right.
Especially when everyone else, when you could say pretty much everyone who was in Greg Vanney's plans has been in Chris Armas's plans, with the glaring exception, Reggie, of the goalkeeper.
Right.
As we say every week, we shall see. We move from MLS, and I think that was kind of our what kind of deal? We move, as we have been. The tables are getting spicy. Again, the Liverpool-Logan reference, they are getting really interesting. I want to start in La Liga, Reggie. La Liga for me, we got to take a look at it. Atletico Madrid, all with the same amount of games played, Reggie. I think they have two rounds left, right? They're all in 36 games. And here we go. 80 points for Atletico, 78 Real Madrid, 76 Barcelona, 74 Sevilla. I think, Reggie, for me, Barca missed a massive opportunity here.
Joe, it's a joke what they did. A joke.
I'm gonna give you my opinion on it after, but you go ahead, Reg.
What happened, Joe? I don't understand. Well, you're getting down to crunch time. You have the opportunity you have the destiny in your own hands. You have the opportunity to be able to dictate what happens. All you gotta do is keep winning.
Oh, I think a major thing for them, Reg, in that game, so they dropped points there in that game, in one of the games they lost Sergio Busquets.
Yes.
And he got hurt. I thought that was
Atletico, wasn't it?
Yeah, yes. And I thought that really damaged them. You say, what do you mean? Busquets isn't a 10. He's not a... No, but the balance got thrown off of it because I think it really affected Frankie de Jong, right?
Busquets is probably the best player in Spain.
Oh, Reggie! Oh, I love Sergio Busquets, but the... Guys, I'm
controversy?
Not
no, because, that's not controversial.
Yeah, I'm not laughing because I love Sergio Busquets, and Reggie knows how much I love Busquets. I love him. I'm going to say it again.
Who's better? Who's
Reggie
better?
The takes.
Who's better?
Oh, God.
You take out Busquets, what happens? They don't do anything, man. So
I think we're talking about his importance is what we're saying. And his importance, I thought it was interesting for me because it shows, you know, not just the average fan. We just look at, you know, goal scorers and this. No, we see the balance gets thrown off. And I think every game, as we always say, takes on its own, identity and so on. And this changed the identity of that game. We said it here. We know Atletico was going to be gleaming and happy to tie that game, which they did. Mm-hmm. But the next game, Reggie, that's where Barca was up 3-2. You know, dropping those points. Would you say essentially it's not done? But is it fair to say it's between Real Madrid and Atletico?
Oh, yeah. Atletico has, I can't remember who they, I think they play Osasuna and somebody else that they should win both games. Again, you never know, but.
Osasuna is right. Atletico Madrid plays Osasuna and Real Madrid plays Atletico.
Okay. But they have, there's two games left. I don't know who they play the week after. Getafe maybe? No.
Checking now and. Atletico plays Valladolid. So,
Okay.
So Valladolid.
They should win both.
Right,
they should win both of those
they
games.
They should, right?
But, I mean, stranger things have happened. So,
well, especially when we talked about Barcelona tying last week, right, against Levante 3-3, and it was a late, you know, tying goal. La Liga's been great this year. We've talked about the Sevilla in there, too. Yeah. You know,
and they missed winning by an own goal. So, against Real Madrid, right? So,
that's right. So, you know, that race has been incredible. It's great to see that. Reggie, I don't know. I think, first of all, this is what I want to say, Reggie. Sorry, this is exactly it. Barcelona was, I think, 18 points off the title race at one point.
Right.
I said this before. I believe Ronald Koeman deserves a lot of credit here.
Yeah, for sure.
He was taking a lot of heat before.
But all people are going to remember is that they blew it in the end.
And that's unfair because I think, you know, I really believe, Reggie, that the turnaround that they had was incredible. And again, you can look at, you know, if you look at the season as we do in a big picture situation, Atletico Madrid, yes, they dropped. Yes, they – but, you know, they've been wire to wire. They deserve a lot of credit too.
Yeah.
Right? So it's not like, oh, you know, team, you know, bottled it. and Barca. Barca was 18 points behind.
Yeah.
You know, Real Madrid, you show the, you know, a team like Madrid, a mega club in the world, right? When you have injuries and you got to battle on all those fronts, even they could, drop in some way. So, you know, semifinals of Champions League and second place in La Liga. So this is why nothing is easy in the world of professional football, right, Reggie? No games are just gimmies. So we move, Reg. Are you done with La Liga? I know you're excited. So I know you've been an Atleti fan, Atletico Madrid, so you're hoping that they close it out. You think they're going to close it out? How about that, Reggie? Do you believe that Atletico Madrid gets it done?
I think so. But again, like you say, strange things happen in the world of football. So
every week.
Every week. So hopefully.
I think they're going to do it. I just think that for me, you know, certain results happen. And I think that result against the Barcelona's result and then the Sevilla and Real Madrid tying, I think Atleti goes after it, and I think they close it up.
I just want to see someone else win. That's it.
it's that type of year, isn't it? We saw it in Italy too. So
for sure.
We move on to the Bundesliga, Reggie. Well, before we get to the table, the DFB Cup was yesterday or this week, or this week on Wednesday, and we had Borussia Dortmund beating Leipzig. Right.
Shocking.
And that's in the cup final, that's pretty good. And of course, that guy Haaland, he's all right. Not too bad.
He'll be fine.
Oof. So it was great to see Dortmund actually win a trophy. I thought that was nice to see them win. Young team. I think Jadon Sancho had two goals in that game too. We've talked about him a lot, and Bellingham and these young guys. So, good for Borussia. Nice to see him win a cup. Haaland, you could tell that craving to want to win. Is it going to be his swan song, winning and then moving on to a different club? You tend to think.
Yes.
Yes, right, Reg?
Of course. Yeah. Where he's going, who knows? I think it's Real Madrid, but Real Madrid's in on everybody, so.
That's right. And we've heard all the rumors. I'm just going to agree. I think that Kylian Mbappe goes to Real Madrid, but I'm not the one who brought it up. I know it's been floating around there.
Mbappe,
I think that three ends up.
Mbappe, Benzema, and Haaland at Real Madrid or one or the other?
Ooh, you think? Wow. Reggie, I don't know why I see, and man, everyone's going to hammer me for this. I think Haaland goes to the EPL. That's what I think. We'll see.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, hard to say no to Real Madrid. But I think they're going to go with Kylian Mbappe. And I don't know if they have money for both.
His best friend's going to be there, right? So at Real Madrid. So I don't know. Odegaard.
Are they good friends?
Right? Yeah, they are. So he's going back next year, back to Real Madrid. So I don't think he's going to get loaned back out. Zinedine Zidane came out this week and said it was a mistake to send him on loan. So I guess he comes back in. Yeah, so Haaland and Odegaard are friends. So I can see it. But. If you have a chance to get Haaland or Mbappe, it's a no-brainer. You get Mbappe, right?
Who do you get? You get one.
You get Mbappe, man.
Yeah, I think it's still more of a proven commodity. I think, I don't think you're in any worse of a spot getting Haaland. But, yes, if you have the choice and you have to have one and you could have either, right now it's Kylian Mbappe, but my Lord, is Haaland a fantastic player too. You can't lose with those two. You know, it'd be great if one of them went to Barca and one of them went to Real Madrid, but I don't think that's going to happen.
You never know. Still haven't replaced Suarez, so they might need a striker.
That's what makes this year and what Barcelona's turnaround pretty amazing, right? So that's where we look at it. And, again, Ronald Koeman, who's had a lot of, failed ventures, to say the least, Reggie, they stuck with him. He went through a tough time, and the turnaround was incredible. So, that was I think this is one of Messi's best turnaround seasons. I thought he really did a lot there. So, but again, we'll see. I think it's Atleti's, but, we'll see there. We moved to Germany. Oh, so we did talk about Germany. We talked about the DFB Cup with Borussia Dortmund winning the cup there. Obviously, the title has been decided. We got Bayern Munich, our main man, Alphonso Davies, celebrating another Bundesliga title. We knew that was going to happen, Reggie, but the race, another the amazing race, tight race we have for the Champions League spots. In second place, we have Leipzig with 64 points, Wolfsburg in third with 60, Dortmund in fourth, holding down the last spot with 58. So they've moved up to Reggie. They were in sixth. And Eintracht Frankfurt with 57. This is not over by any means.
Now, the scary thing about Dortmund, if they finish fourth, is if they sell Haaland and get the Champions League money, wow.
right, Reggie? We talked about this. The refueling that they could do. Wow. You know, yes. Look, Reggie, the match of the weekend for that. So Leipzig against Wolfsburg.
Oh, really? That's tomorrow?
Yeah, that is on Sunday, Reggie.
Okay.
Sunday. Dortmund has Mainz.
Okay.
And Eintracht Frankfurt has Schalke. So, you know, you'd think. But yes. Wolfsburg against Leipzig.
That's a big game.
Massive actually. Match. Yeah. For sure it is. Borussia Dortmund with the possibility to move into third place. So,
yeah, for sure.
You know, at the end of the day, Wolfsburg can find themselves tied for fifth or fourth. So, again, these races, there's so much on the line.
Lots
teams
of
plan.
Lots of moving parts, Joe.
Lots of moving parts. So, again, the Bundesliga has not disappointed with those races in terms of places second through sixth, because even Leverkusen was in with a shout. They're at 51, but I think, you know, they're done now. But, yeah, that race is getting even tighter. We're going to talk about the EPL next, because that Serie A race for second, third, and fourth is something else. But we were talking off, you know, off air, and this EPL race for the Champions League spots has gotten very interesting, to say the least. Of course, Manchester City, big surprise, wins the title. And Reggie, we love our listeners, right? We love our listeners. One of our most loyal listeners who started listening to us this year, so grateful. Vince Mercurio, one of our avid listeners, always says, "When's the next show?" I say, and as soon as he'll text me and he say, "Tell Reggie this, tell Reggie that." So Reggie, in the Reggie segment, you know, that we're gonna get you guys to name, I got a question for you.
Okay,
so we're gonna talk about that, and that's,
is it about Vince, Man City?
It's a Man City. It's a Man City Pep kind of deal, right up your alley with the money. Reggie, I know you were stuck in traffic for 4 hours. I don't know how we're on lockdown, but just please, we're going to get to that.
Joe, don't even get me started. We're on a stay-home order, and you would think it was stay-in-your-car order on the 401. It was ridiculous out there. I don't get it, but anyways.
What a trooper Reggie is, but he
no
made it.
Summer
he
made, this made, week, this year.
The no summer league, so. Anyway, we need to focus now and get this done here in terms of looking at this. That question, we got it from Vince. We're gonna talk to Reggie about it, and trust me, that can be a whole segment. Reg, so Reg, City clinches the title.
Yeah.
No surprise.
Uh-huh.
We knew that was happening.
Yes.
They're the champions of England again.
Yes.
We'll get to that a little later. So congrats to the Man City. Then we have second place United.
Yeah.
70 points. Leicester City 66.
Yes.
Chelsea at 64. Here comes Liverpool. 60 points. West Ham still in with a shout, Reg. 58.
And a game in hand, by the way, Liverpool.
And a game in hand, Reggie. Thank you, Liverpool. Reggie, but here's the thing. Your Gunner life.
Yeah.
Can they possibly sneak into a Europa League spot? Not that far off.
I'm going to say two things right now, Joe.
Yeah.
Yes, they can sneak into a Europa League spot, but five teams would have to lose all their games, and then Arsenal would have to win both of theirs. And I'm pretty sure some of those teams are going to be playing each other. So even if one of those teams gets one point, we're done. Secondly, one of the worst seasons they've ever had in the history of Arsenal, but today they introduced their away kit for everybody to go buy for next year. So
yeah, what'd you think? The yellow?
Beautiful.
Like
beautiful,
always done yellow.
Beautiful kit.
Well, I like that Arsenal though.
They removed the crest and put only the cannon on the left side. Oh, it's beautiful, Joe. But it's $125, and you got to be crazy if you think I'm going to buy that. The way these guys
Arsenal,
are playing.
The Arsenal yellow with the blue trim has always been, I've always liked that one.
Yeah.
But anyway, so. Yeah. But yeah, so again, yes. So Reggie, another question from them today, but is this the worst season in your, like, is this the lowest they would have possibly finished in your time watching Arsenal?
They've made Champions League every year that I've watched them up until 5 years ago, but they've been in Europe every single year since I started watching and following.
Right.
And this is the first year they're not going to be playing anywhere near Europe. And yeah, this is the worst I've seen. Let's move on.
We will. Man, I didn't mean. Poor Reggie stuck in traffic and Joe asked him about that. We'll get to this. Anyway, so Liverpool, massive win here against Manchester United, Reggie.
Yeah.
I thought that was a great win. Okay, can we get to one thing quickly, Reg?
Mm-hmm.
This all the fans saying that, you know, United fielded a depleted squad against Leicester City. So, okay, so Manchester United played, by the way, two games this week, correct? Tuesday and Thursday.
Okay.
So United plays against Leicester.
Yes.
By the way, depleted squad. Okay, guys that haven't played a lot. There's still a lot of quality in there. I mean, you had Matic, Mata, and Van de Beek playing in midfield. So,
where's depleted?
Again,
what's depleted?
That's depleted. Mason Greenwood played. Okay, okay. Listen, here's what I say.
Yeah.
Okay, I would like your take on it, Reggie. Because you had, you know, you had some pundits saying that United should be fined for this. Fined.
Fined for what?
I think Trevor Sinclair said, oh, United should be sanctioned for it.
For what?
And I said, for fielding a depleted squad, respect factor. Okay, here's my take on this. Obviously, if you're a fan of one of the teams battling, you're going to feel that way. Now, hold on. You're going to feel bitter and angry. I don't buy this. Manchester United's responsibility is to its squad, number one.
Right.
And it's, you know, and its team and its fans and so on. We get it. They play two games, Tuesday and Thursday. Okay? They put out, you're going to rotate squad. You're rotating squad. And you have a final of Europa League that, you know, yes, at the end of the month, but you're trying to make sure that you're, you know, your schedule now with all sports science stuff is in order.
Of course.
Right? It's never been more of a more of a priority.
Right.
I have no problem with Manchester United, what they did, by the way. None. They did not disrespect the game. They did not disrespect their opponent. They did nothing of the sort, especially with two games in 3 days.
I don't understand. Thoughts, Reggie? I don't understand what the issue is.
Thank you. I didn't buy it. I could have. Oh, they fielded a weakened squad. This is nonsense. And what about this, Reggie? So then what if they play a stronger squad against Leicester? Then they rest all these guys against Liverpool. What are they saying then?
And do they play again on the weekend?
Because
that was a makeup game, right, United?
It was.
So do they play again on Sunday or something?
So Manchester United plays. I'm checking right now, Reggie. They will play. No, they don't play at the weekend.
They play on Tuesday.
Yeah, sorry. They play on Tuesday. Sorry, Tuesday. My bad.
So yeah. They play Tuesday. And you're worried about resting guys?
No. Come on. No, I don't buy it. I don't buy it. And I think
these guys just talk. Those guys just talk, Joe. They just talk.
And West Ham should have worried about, you know, winning their own game.
For sure.
You know, and take care of your own stuff.
Yeah.
You know, when they lost Everton 1-0 last week. So listen, you have to earn your way and you're keep it and deal with what you can control. I couldn't believe I was hearing the fines. And listen, I know you guys are going to come at me at this, and that's okay. No problem. But I couldn't believe that. And we get it. You want your team. And of course, I believe Trevor Sinclair played for West Ham, right? So we're going to move on from that. I just thought, but let's talk about this. Liverpool firmly inches themselves into the race. Arsenal had a lot to do with race, beating Chelsea 1-0, Reggie.
I mean, you take points from Man United, you take four from Leicester, you take six from Chelsea, you get smashed by Liverpool, you know, you beat Tottenham, but look where you are. Look where you are in the league.
Yeah.
Look where you
and
are.
And this is more to our point, Reggie, when we talk about, you know, no game is easy, meaning that to win and to be one of the top teams, it's what you do every week and it's consistency. And that's what we talk. That's why we give credit to the teams that win, and what football is so different than any other sport is you got to be that top team. You have to do it week in and week out, right? We saw it. We gave a ton of credit to Inter for winning it, you know, almost by the second half and all these teams. So again, I'm with you there, Reggie. I know that is a frustrating thing because, you know, the drop points against teams that you shake your head at.
Oh my God. You lost to Burnley.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah. And again, it's affected the race, obviously. And so Arsenal did affect the race with Chelsea dropping some points. But Reggie, here's my question. Who ends up in the top four here? So, yes, who joins City?
United.
United
Chelsea,
stays in second.
Right? I think United, Chelsea. I don't want to say Leicester because they bottle it every season, but there's only two games left. I mean, they get a point in one of those two games. I think they still finish. They can still finish. If Liverpool wins all their games, I know. Oh, if they get a point. No, if they get a point, they'll be in Champions League spot. So I think they can get a point out of the next two games they play. I don't know who they
play. Liverpool has a game, as you mentioned, in hand.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. So they have to win one of those last two games.
Yeah, they win out. Yeah. You know what, Reggie? Yeah. I'm saying Liverpool makes it in. I think they're going to win out. And I think Leicester's going to peter out again.
Oh, Leicester has Chelsea, too. They have Chelsea. Their last two games are Chelsea and Tottenham, Leicester. So,
Reggie, that might be the game to decide it.
Oh, wow. That's too bad. And Liverpool has Crystal Palace. And who do they play? I don't know. Who do they play? And West Brom.
Yeah, like this might be. Liverpool has.
And I don't know who the makeup. Burnley, I don't know who the makeup games. Oh, is it against Burnley?
It's Burnley, Reggie.
Yeah, that's not right? Looking good for. If Leicester loses this, Rodgers has to go. It has to be right.
This is crazy, Reggie. This is nuts. Yeah. Oh my gosh, this is nuts. Yeah, it's Chelsea and Leicester, Reggie, on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And we have the FA Cup final too.
And then they have Tottenham. Then they have Tottenham after that. So I don't know, man.
Oh man. And is the FA Cup final Sunday? It is. I think it's this Sunday. Yeah. It's tomorrow.
Oh, is it? Okay. Again, my team's final out, tomorrow. So I don't know. I don't follow when my team's out.
And
so.
Isn't the FA Cup final Chelsea and Leicester? Wow.
It is, yeah. It is.
So they're going to play in two massive matches.
Well, hopefully the Champions League final is not even close to the game that they play on Tuesday. So I don't know.
Wow.
Chelsea
literally has three finals, two that are cup finals and one like a cup final. So exactly. Absolutely madness. Exactly. So again, the EPL, which we thought was a little bit more, standard with that. Nope. It is getting very interesting there. Nice. I'm saying Liverpool sneaks in for sure. I think they're going to win out. So. We move to somewhere that has caused me a lot of stress. But let's go.
Joe,
you're
in seventh heaven, Joe.
Set Reggie, jeez, man. So we'll move to Italy. Yes, and once again, Inter Milan clinched the title. Doesn't seem like they're enjoying life right now. Atalanta. So here we go. Here it is, Reggie. And then we'll deal with the week that was, because obviously there was a great big match. Mm-hmm. I did not see that coming, but we'll talk about it. Mm-hmm. Atalanta at 75 points in second place. All equal games played, by the way. Just Lazio has a game in hand. They're a little bit further down. So Atalanta second, 75. Milan third, 75. Napoli in fourth, currently holding them the final Champions League spot at 73. And in fifth, just outside the top four, is Juventus at 72. Mm-hmm. To say there's a ton to play for this coming weekend is the understatement of the century in Serie A.
Big game this week.
Massive game, Juventus against Inter Milan.
You might look at that and say, why is that a big game? Two big clubs, I get it, but is there another reason that's a big game, Joe?
Oof, Reggie, the Antonio Conte derby, Morata, the director. Yeah. This is Marotta. Okay, you are Inter. You have everything's wrapped up. Mm-hmm. Get it? You're mm-hmm. fine. You're mm-hmm. you're laughing. Yeah. You're drinking the bubbly.
Yeah.
You're feasting. Great. Yeah. But Reggie, the Derby d'Italia. Mm-hmm. Okay, the Derby of Italy. You have a chance to knock Juventus.
Yeah.
Out of the Champions League.
Yeah.
This has got to be a massive match for Conte. And Inter.
Well, Joe, it's the whole world is going to be watching this game. Okay, it's not just Serie A guys that are going to be. I'm going to be watching the game, because it's two big clubs.
Yeah.
It's what you said.
A lot of repercussions.
Yeah, If Juve loses, they might not make Champions League. If Inter wins, Conte has another thing to hold over Juventus. And then the whole thing about giving the finger to the guy in the stands and all that stuff. So there's a lot to play for here. Not for Inter Milan so much, just maybe the bragging rights. But for Juve, I mean, they have to show up. They have to show up. I think they'll be playing Thursday nights next year.
And does Ronaldo even – listen, Ronaldo might leave.
Big question.
Ronaldo might – right. He might be gone regardless, even if they do make Champions League. Right. But you got to think, if Juventus does not make the Champions League, which, by the way, I said they'll find a way. I just keep thinking they're going to find a way in. Okay? I'm going to hold to that. I know it's – you know, chances are getting a little slimmer because they have to hope for other teams to slip, which we'll get to that. But I just think, like, this has repercussions, like you said, for the next season. And if you're Inter – You know what, Reggie, to knock out Juve out of the Champions League for Inter, we said this off air, you're going into next year. I still think your biggest challenger, if you're Inter, is still Juventus next year for the title on paper. They had a little bit of a down year. They're still thinking, if we can knock them out of Champions League, this is massive. A massive blow. Now, that's that part of it. As an Italian Serie A fan, to knock Juventus out of the Champions League, I'm not so sure I want that. And people say, but I thought you're a Milan fan. And I'm just looking big picture here, right? So I don't know. But again, result. What do you think the result's going to be here, Reggie? Inter versus Juve.
I was going to say draw, but I can see Inter beating them 2-1 and then having a big scramble for Juventus at the end of the, how many games are left for them? Two?
That's right.
I could see a big scramble in the last game of the season for them. So,
Reggie, I just don't think Juventus loses this game.
You think they're going to win, or you think they just don't lose?
I'm leaning toward a draw. Yeah. But that's, I think, desperation here. But you know, and you know, I just think if Juventus, it's kind of too late to like establish a style of play in two games. Okay, that ship has sailed. But play Pablo Dybala, play him, play Ronaldo. Like,
you're saving him for
they have
year?
Such, you know, they have brilliance in them. They could decide it. I don't think Inter. I think Juventus will at least get a draw from this, and they'll have a chance on the last day. That's my thinking. What happened this past week was incredible in terms of what it did for the race. Obviously, AC Milan. Milan, 3, Juventus, 0. Mm-hmm. I was shocked. I think we were all kind of shocked at the result, right? I didn't see this coming. I think most people did not see that coming. I told you, as an AC Milan fan, yes, I was happy. I was watching the game, Reggie, and it took me back to when they would play in the Champions League finals and knockout games. It took me back to, you know, watching, you know, Italy in a European championship game or a World Cup game. That's how nerve-wracking it was for me, right? And then you had a missed penalty in El Presidente Frank Kessie. I'm like, oh, this is tuned up for Juve to, you know, to come back and win. Yeah. And it just never happened.
Yeah.
And I told you, Reg, I think it was a combination of this. I don't think Milan was that dominant in this game. Thought they played a good game. Don't get me wrong. I thought they did very well. But Juve was very poor in this game.
That's what I
very poor.
That's what I was telling you before the game, Joe. You never
know. I was shocked.
I was shocked too. I watched the game as well, and it was just I wanted to text you, but when they were 3 up, I wanted to text you, and I was like, well, maybe I shouldn't. You never know.
But, trust me.
Squeezed it out, and I mean, I think Juve has been putting in those performances all season, and that's why they're where they are right now. And I'm just shocked that it came so late in the season, especially when how much of this stuff is on the line now. Now they have to win tomorrow, and they have to win their next game.
And they need a banana peel.
Yeah, and they need someone to lose
for someone else. Yeah. And listen, I know I've been okay. And then we move because then again, massive result. Obviously, Pioli deserves a lot of credit here. He's taken a lot of heat even from me, but he deserves a lot of credit in this sense. Made a key move. He put, you know, Brian Diaz with Hakan Çalhanoğlu on the same line. He kind of had Hakan on the left and had Brian Diaz underneath. I think it allowed for Teo Hernandez, you know, when he gets up and down and so on. We get that. And it was a good, you know, I got to admit, it was a great chance that he took. He believed in him. Brian Diaz scored a great goal in this game, as you saw, Reggie. Mm-hmm. And again, he carried it on to the next game. And Milan,
I think
7-0 against Torino.
Joe, you know, I was at work. I got an alert Milan scored, I was like, okay, well done, Joe. And I didn't see any of the alerts until after the game when it was time for me to go home. I looked and it was 7-0. And I was just like, that has to be a typo. Like, 7 goals Milan scored? Wow.
I don't remember being that calm in a game. Of course, we still got these 2 weeks. And Reggie's like laughed at me off the air, but we'll see. We'll talk about that. But yeah, it was a great performance. Again, Brahim Diaz, again, involved, scoring goals. Ante Rebic, 3 goals. Theo Hernandez, great goal in this game. 2 great goals. But again, Pioli is saying the right things. Maldini saying the right things. Nothing is done. There's nothing done. There's nothing clinched. Right. Because this week, right? And again, Napoli is playing something out of this world. Great, great credit to Rino Gattuso. Victor Osimhen, we've been talking about him all, you know, in the last few weeks. Napoli looks very good. Atalanta, but at this point, we know what Atalanta is. Man, they're a scary team to play against. Milan has Cagliari, who is in a relegation battle, and Atalanta on the last day. So there's pressure to get this done on this week, but you never know. Napoli's at Fiorentina.
I would do my best to get that sewn up this weekend.
Right? So, and hope other things happen. But again, massive race. We have the derby, you know, de la Capitale too this week, Lazio-Roma, which has fizzled out in terms of what it could have meant,
right?
Because Lazio could possibly sneak in the champions, possibly, but highly unlikely. But, you know, Roma is, you know, in a battle for seventh, actually, with Sassuolo. Juve beat Sassuolo this week. Gigi Buffon starts in net, saves a PK, and really, you know, drove them forward. And again, Ronaldo and Dybala with a peach of a goal. So Juve's not done. I want to make that clear. For me, I don't think Juve's done, but what a race it's going to be in the next 2 weeks. So we'll see. Reggie, we move on to our final thing of the day. So again, yes, I will be stressed out this weekend, but we'll talk about our question. So hey, Reggie, why don't you think about this? Hey, Reggie, I got to tell you something. Can you guys please listen, guys? We want to help. We want your help. We're going to do something. You guys are going to name this segment. We got to figure something out. But this is a question for Reggie to ponder, a thought, one of Reggie's thoughts. And today, what we want Reggie to think about is this. This is courtesy of Vince too, Mercurio, one of our listeners. So for Reggie.
Yes.
Reggie always says, Pep's got the money. Sure, it's easy when he has all these players. Reggie, right?
Yes.
This is why I love this. This is why I love what Vince asked us to talk about.
Okay.
All right, Reggie, think about this.
Okay.
You have done nothing but praise Chelsea's manager, Tuchel.
Okay.
That's a lot of money that was spent on those players.
He didn't buy anybody.
Oh, but they were there. The players were there. They're bought, correct? Right.
Okay. Yeah.
And so, Reggie, what do you think of that? Is it, wow. So here we go, Reggie.
Yeah, but
the question for Reggie to ponder.
I answered it.
No, but I have the kicker. So again, that's how, so Vince, there you go. So Reggie says, wow, those weren't Tuchel's buys. Hmm. But you still need the big squad, right, Reggie? You still need the big squad. You got to do it these days. You need the big squad.
Okay.
Those two big squads.
Some coaches do. Some coaches don't, right? So.
Oh. Well.
Gasperini needs the big squad to do well in Europe and
I think that's a great point.
I don't think so.
That's a good point.
Nagelsmann? Ten Hag? No.
To win.
Okay. But Ten Hag won Dutch league. Nagelsmann, Leipzig's doing well. I mean, he's gone to Bayern Munich next season, so he'll probably win the league there. But, I mean, Nagelsmann and those coaches haven't done anything to hurt their reputation at all.
I don't know what happened. I think maybe one night Reggie woke up in a cold sweat and he looked up and he saw a picture of Pep and he's like, it's you. And then he looked at ours. We'll talk about it. Anyway, that Reggie, we're going to get into all that. Trust me. At season's end, we are going to do we talked about this. I'm setting something up.
Okay.
Reggie and I will talk. We'll go full. This guy versus that guy. We're going to do it. Yeah, we're going to do it. But now, Reggie, our question based on my conversation with Vince, and again, thank you, Vince, for listening.
Okay.
He's a big, big fan. Is this, and I know your answer, but I want to know why.
Mm.
Okay. I want to know why.
Mm.
Tuchel versus Guardiola. Mm. And why do you, because I know you're going to pick Tuchel.
In the Champions League final, you mean?
Hold on. No.
Oh.
Arsenal has unlimited budget. Kroenke says, hey, you know what? I was wrong. Here's the money, guys. And you, Reggie, are the sporting director. You are in charge, Reg. And Stan the man says, hey, Reginald, you need to pick between Pep and Tuchel. Go ahead, Reg.
Am I myself?
Reg, you're always Reggie.
Okay.
Cool, Reggie. You're in charge. Tell me why you picked Tuchel.
I'm picking Tuchel.
Oh, God.
What's the problem?
Go ahead. I love Thomas Tuchel, by the way. Go ahead.
I'm picking Tuchel. Very successful at Dortmund, who aren't perennial buyers every season. Very successful there. Came into a pretty good situation here at Chelsea.
I'll tell you why I'm laughing.
Why are you laughing?
Because you are full of crap. You know that if Pep Guardiola
did to Samuel Eto'o. I don't want him anywhere near my club. That's
I'm going to tell you right now, if Pep Guardiola were to be announced at Arsenal, I know
done.
You
Everything
would
burned.
Change your wardrobe.
Everything
and
burned.
I'm telling you,
Everything
you
burned.
Would no chance. I know you would be dressing like Pep Guardiola. You are full of crap, big You're man. You are nuts. If Pep Guardiola gets announced by Arsenal, would you still be a Gunners fan?
Well, I like the club more than I like the managers. I don't follow players out of the club. I like the club. Vieira left, Thierry Henry left. It doesn't make me a Barcelona fan. I love the club.
Reginald.
I will still support the club, but it wouldn't be an appointment that I would be like, you know, happy with. I don't like the way he's treated certain players.
I want everyone to let us know, is Reggie full of crap?
Oh, come on.
That if Pep Guardiola took over the Gunners.
I would not take Pep. You know that. You know that.
I think you're not. I think you're. Okay. All joking aside, I think there are managers right now that if they walked into a club, and every fan base would be happy. And for me, it's Pep Guardiola.
Stolen tactics.
Pep Guardiola. I'm telling you guys, don't worry. It's coming. We are going to do a whole show on this before the year.
It's not tiki-taka. It's called total football. And I'll explain it to all of you whenever we talk about this.
And he's never, never denied.
So why are we on our knees calling this guy the Messiah when people were doing this in 1974?
We are not going to get into this because we are going to have to end this.
I'll break down total football for you guys whenever you want. And you can tell me if there's anything dissimilar from both styles, please.
We brought up suits. At the end of this, we are going to have a little trial. We'll get through it and we're going to do it. Reggie, don't worry. I have it all planned. You're good. So
I have a feeling I'm being set up, but okay.
never, big man. So we got to go because Reggie's telling me we're out of time. I know that, but I'm going to leave it at this. And Reggie will have the final word for sure because he's got to take us home. Only Reggie can do that. But Reggie, I think, you know, Klopp's, Guardiola's, Tuchel. Yes, Reggie, Tuchel, guys like that, you know, and now we got some other names in there. We'll talk about that. So, Reggie, we are going to sort all that out. But again, we love this segment, guys. Thank you to our constant support from, you know, the FTF guys and, of course, our main man, Max. Max, we were supposed to be doing something this week. This weekend there, our show is supposed to be there. We know, Reggie, we've been talking about this.
Yeah.
But hopefully, we get maybe, possibly, fingers crossed, we'll do something during the Euros maybe there. So we'll talk about that. Reg, one game you're looking forward to this weekend. What do you think? Which one?
Inter.
Yeah, big one for sure. Obviously for me. Obviously there's FA Cup final. There's Juve Inter. And of course, I'll be watching Milan, hopefully. That can happen. You know me. I'm a glutton for punishment. I'm always expecting the worst. But, guys, the races are on fire. Things are happening. FA Cup final. Reggie, big man, you need to take us home.
Well, guys, like Joe said, big games this weekend. Juve Inter, Leipzig, Wolfsburg. Big games in England as well. Big week for Chelsea, most definitely. So
massive.
Massive week. Just to repeat a little bit what Joe said, visit Soccer Max for all your soccer needs. The lockdown in Ontario might be over June 2nd now, so
jeez.
You know, get your shoes and get your stuff now before the rush happens. Thanks to the guys at FTF for all their support as usual. Guys, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week.